The News and Weather Watch is brought to you by Vacations Hawaii, your reliable and direct connection to Vegas.
Good morning, Hawaii. I'm Leika Hulukula with your KITV Island News headlines. Today on Maui, Stephen Capobianco's murder trial is set to go back in session. Capobianco is accused of killing his pregnant ex-girlfriend, Charlie Scott. Jurors have already heard from several witnesses, including Sergeant Kendall Liu, who described Scott's burned vehicle and the search along Hana Highway. Jurors have also heard from Capobianco himself in a police recording of his first formal interrogation. It's unknown when Scott's family will take the stand. Gotta catch them all, but watch where you're going. Real-world injuries are being spawned by Pokemon Go, a new augmented reality smartphone game. In it, players interact with the real world as they seek out Pokemon. But some players finding out that the real world interacts with them in painful ways when they don't bother to look up from their game screens. One player reports wiping out on a skateboard. Others have walked into trees or tripped on streets as they keep their eyes glued to their screens in search of digital monsters. Rain chances increase this week as moisture from old tropical storms move into the state. Highs will warm up in the mid to upper 80s today with trades out of the northeast at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Blas is now downgraded to a remnant low and Celia remains as a Category 1 hurricane, moving over warm waters and favorable environmental conditions. Celia will likely remain in open waters and is not expected to make landfall. However, Celia is forecasted to weaken around Tuesday and bring surf to the Aloha State next week. Blas east swell keeps surf elevated on east shores. Your Monday surf forecast 1 to 3 for north shores, west shores at 1 to 3 feet, east shores 4 to 7 feet, and south shores 3 to 5. Stay connected all day with Island News weather and traffic on KITV.com and our mobile app. With this KITV Island News update, I'm Leika Holokula.
Keep in touch with the island and the world 7 days a week at MauiWatch.com and with the Maui Watch Radio Network.